Good people, all to me give ear, and mark my story well, for such sad things were never heard as I to you shall tell. The Catholics in England have of late so slandered been, and slaughtered too, that I believe the like was never seen. For they are slandered with the truth of which the world doth ring, and have been justly slaughtered too, a sad and dismal thing. You know their ancestors did plot to kill Elizabeth, and blow up James, and by their means good Charles was put to death. But if they should deny that they this murder did contrive, if I don't prove it, then let them me of my life deprive. For the Queen Mother's confessor, apostate Goth by name, one of the rebel troopers was, to papists no small shame. And when the fatal stroke was struck, aloud he justice cried, and then with his drawn sword amongst the people he did ride. De Moulin's book this murder too doth on the papist charge, and faith, if they dare question him, he'll prove it more at large. Nor since our gracious king's return have papists idle been, but in their father's steps have trod and showed their malice keen. For they these 21 years against him have conspired, and all true English Protestants and London they have fired. But he that faith there was no plot, nor is can be no friend to truth or king or parliaments, whate'er he may pretend. Nay, he's a traitor, and I will show you the reason why, because he doth in downright terms give to the king the lie. And likewise too for parliaments, to judges, truth and laws, which shows the loyalty of such as plead the Romish cause. For divers proclamations and speeches of the king, both houses, votes, and judges' sense have clearly proved the thing. Yet still they are so impudent as by their traitorous tools to justify their innocence whene'er they meet with fools. But they at last have fooled themselves and their own plot betrayed, and so are taken in the snare which they for us had laid. For they on Protestants have forged such pitiful sham plots, that they have proved their own thereby, and showed themselves mere sots, so that the simplest Protestants do now most plainly see that papist traitors, murderers, and perjured villains be. But wonder not to hear or read their wicked, treacherous tricks, for they are taught they should not keep their faith with heretics. Nay, that the greatest sins against divine and humane laws are none but meritorious acts if done to advance their cause. Hence we may learn what to expect from such false bloody knaves. If they prevail, me must be slain, or beggars live and slaves. Therefore, good Lord, preserve our king, and grant him long to reign, that into England popery may ne'er be brought again.